This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Minot, North Dakota today with What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Another first for the program. I'm doing the show today from a ping pong table. That's right. Last time I was here, I was in a hot tub. Got a lot of grief because I was brave enough to take the laptop right into the hot tub with me. Remember that? So I thought I'd go a little safer today and not worry anybody. So we're on a ping pong table, indoor outdoor ping pong table, but I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't even count the hot tubs. There's probably a dozen pool tables. There is saunas. It's unbelievable, folks. This place is heaven on earth right here. And they have a big sale coming up through Sunday. We're going to tell you about two throughout the program today. So stay tuned for that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is new to Minot. And they are located right next to Ryan Chevrolet, just a tish to the south of Ryan Chevrolet, right behind Marketplace Foods on Broadway. So,
stop by.
Stop by and say hi, and love to see you on the program today. We have a full hour of open phone time here for you to talk about whatever you'd like to chat about today. I have a renewed bit of optimism. You know, I've been a little cranky the last couple of days. Just because, you know, there's so many minor irritants, but I started to think, you know, there really are minor irritants. Think about what is possible with Donald Trump as president of the United States. Think of every irritant the last 8 years, and it's pretty amazing. Now, the media is part of the reason I'm going crazy. The media, both in North Dakota, because they do a terrible job of reporting on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Journalism is obviously dead in North Dakota. I have another example, and thankfully, the Washington Times has noticed a story we told you about yesterday related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. And it's not hard to find. It isn't like this takes a team of investigative journalists. It's the minutes of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that are online. But the Washington Post, Washington Times today is reporting what we reported yesterday, that the tribal council has voted to ask the Red Warrior Camp to leave, to be done, to be gone. And that story and a few other things made the news. And also nationally, the media, I'll tell you everything you need to know right now about what's being reported in the national media. The Trump transition is in chaos. It's in disarray. It's just total turmoil. There's all this infighting and it's not. Why should we believe the national media about anything, given how wrong they were about the presidential campaign? So the campaign's over, we're now in transition mode, and we're going to believe what they report on. Now forget about it, it's crazy. They're acting like every appointment's supposed to be out by now. It's been a week, for crying out loud. 1 week ago today, Donald Trump woke up as president-elect. 1 week ago today. And they want every appointment done? And then you go back and look at past transitions, they're all a little chaotic, by the way. A lot has to happen fast. I mean, especially when you're going from one party to the other, you're saying bye-bye to a lot of people, and a lot of other people are coming in. Anyway, I figured out the way to keep a better demeanor, and that is I'm really going to just skim what's out there but believe very little of what I read in the national media. And since there's no real journalism going on in North Dakota, there's nothing really to pay attention to. I tell you what I am going to pay attention to, the fact that, again, imagine what Donald Trump can accomplish. And imagine, you know, all the executive orders, all the nonsense, all the times you're screaming at the TV saying, really? Sanctuary cities? Are you kidding me? What is going on here? What, another executive order? And think about how much different it's going to be. And by the way, I'd say the same thing about Doug Burgum as governor. I think Doug Burgum, as governor, is going to transform things in ways Wayne Stengem, a fellow Republican, wouldn't have. Right? And in ways that Jack Dalrymple's never thought of. I really do. That isn't a slam on either Wayne Stengem or Jack Dalrymple, but just sort of do it how you did it. What Doug Burgum brings to this job is really the closest thing to it. It'll probably be back to the Ed Schaefer era, a business acumen that's just unbelievable. And even Gold Seal Sales obviously pales in comparison to Microsoft, right, in the Ed Schaefer-Doug Burgum connection. I caught some of the Republican Governors Association discussions. They're meeting, I forget where, somewhere warm, and I think Florida. And so it's all the Republican governors in what is called the Republican Governors Association. And it's very clear that Doug Burgum is rising to the top of that group among all the other Republican governors. You always have some sort of show horses and some workhorses, and but it's very clear that they are recognizing the talent that is among them. We're the beneficiary of that as North Dakotans. So, you know what? This is no time, no place to be frustrated. I am a little, you know, at some point we have to, we have to unwind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. It's like a vicious cycle that kind of keeps repeating itself. And a lot of the media, I think they're just they just you know, cover the shiny object of the day and really aren't equipped to dig deep in this. I mean, resources are thin in a lot of newsrooms throughout North Dakota, so you just have to expect that. At some point, we have to, and I believe you. By you, I mean our audience. By you, I mean North Dakotans. The people listening now and the people that collectively make up this great state, the people that, you know, are North Dakota, okay? You've got the answer. You know what it is. We have to look at what happened, how it happened, and make sure it never happens again. Because we're 98 days into this. You can't find anybody that isn't frustrated by it, doesn't think it's ridiculous. And, you know, you have public relations firms from all over the place that are used to doing this stuff, playing us like pawns, play the media like absolute pawns, just, I mean, a total rope-a-dope. It's like, you know, Larry Bird against somebody who's holding a basketball for the first time. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, be prepared for that to be tried again. Wind this one down, but do it differently. There's no doubt about it. That's the source of a lot of the frustration that I've had. But I think I'm just reflecting how frustrated you are as well. But I'm not going to let it bog me down. I'm not letting the national media bog me down. I'm not letting the lack of journalism here. I want to focus on all the possibilities, all the things. So I have a question for you today. And you can talk about anything you want. It's what's on your mind, and we call it that for a reason. But I want to know what most excites you, what you most want done differently, both in the country and the state in which you live. All right? In the case of North Dakota, we have two dynamic changes in leadership that, in my mind, could really accomplish anything. Where should they break the mold first? What should they do first? What most excites you about what they can do with their skill set? All right? That's what has me a little revved up today. Kind of excited. Our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can call the 24/7 line. It's easy. You just leave a message. So, like, you hop on your soapbox, say your piece, and drop the mic. 855-200-1776. Maybe we should call that the drop the mic hotline. God, right?
That kind of is the catchphrase of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And drop the mic.
Drop the mic, yeah. Bob up north. That could be a lot of places, Bob. Where are you?
I'm up here where God's country is.
Well, that could be a lot of places, too. You know.
Okay. I just heard a whole bunch of Canadians go, oh, they must be in Canada then.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, you had a couple of callers, one caller and one other guy that was on there from the train business yesterday afternoon, and I tried to get through so I could talk to that guy on the train, but I couldn't. But anyway, this one guy was talking about the media or you exaggerating about how many out-of-state people down there. They don't them kind of people, what they should do is go down there and take a look at it for themselves, and then they will realize what the hell is going on down there.
And I've done that, so I'm able to say that with authority. I've also seen the arrest reports. Just look at the arrest reports. I mean, that's a fact. You know where they're from. So the vast majority of them are out of town. Law enforcement said, you know, the camp, 90% plates from elsewhere. Yeah, no, that's a good point, Bob. Anybody that, that disagrees, just go down there for themselves and take a look. I forget the train guy you mentioned. I know we had
there,
one guy.
The guy that works on the rail, and he wants to run the, he wants to ship the oil by rail.
Okay. Oh, sure, yeah.
Have you ever rode on the Amtrak track coming out of Minneapolis going to Minot? There's about six stops that you have to stop with that transportation train. And
yeah, when traffic gets backed up, you're right. I mean, you know, you have a lot of log jams. We've had that problem before. Full disclosure, he's a union guy for the trains. Of course, he wants more rail oil on trains. It's more job security. Thanks, Bob. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour at the Talk Radio Town Hall. I can't find a article about the transition that doesn't mention him as an energy secretary finalist. So is it imminent? Is it going to happen? What would you do if you're Congressman Kit Cramer, by the way? if you're Congressman Cramer, just reelected, loving your job, serving the people of North Dakota, you take that job? He's on, you know, he's in a great position on that Energy and Commerce Committee, as a lot of significant abilities to affect change. Would have a friend in the White House? Would you do that? Would you take that job? If it's yours, do you say yes or do you say no? It's the President of the United States calling. I'm curious what you'd like him to do. I tell you what, I had a conversation with my wife about this last night, and I said to her, I don't know. I don't want to lose Kevin. I think he's too good for North Dakotans. I think he's too good doing what he's doing right out here. She said, honey, the country needs him. Look at that knowledge. What he could do to take North Dakota common sense on energy. So am I right, or is my wife right? You better answer that carefully. 800-228-0550. Dan Hammer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Many may remember Dan Hammer as one of the great broadcasters in North Dakota.
I clap.
And he's covered them all. He's covered the Sioux. He's covered the Bison. He's covered high school. He's covered them all. And he's in Minot, part of the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 team. And by golly, you got a big sale coming up here, Hammer Time. How about that?
Scott, thanks for being here.
Oh, this is fun. I've never done a show from a ping pong table.
No, you haven't. What do you think of our showroom?
It's unbelievable. It's huge.
Huh?
Unbelievable.
It is the largest of the four showrooms that make up the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2
team. Is it really? Wow.
Across the state.
And I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 saunas. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 pool tables, a couple of shuffleboard tables, foosball table. We got the ping pong table here. We got, a dozen hot tubs plus the mood room.
There you go.
You got was that a lap pool over here? What do you call that?
That's an endless pool, a 17-foot endless pool.
I mean, nowhere in North Dakota do you get this kind of selection that you're actually looking at it. That's pretty cool.
We're really excited to be in the Minot marketplace and be able to serve Minot and Northwest North Dakota and give the consumers, we think, many choices that maybe they have not had the opportunity to consider in the past. That's why we're really pumped about being here.
Right behind Marketplace Foods, right next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway in Minot. And a big sale through Sunday. Tell me about some of the bargains you're doling out.
Through Sunday, how about 0% financing for 60 months on hot spring spas? It's a great opportunity to get into a hot spring spa and do it on a monthly payment that fits into your budget nicely, depending upon your needs and what type of hot tub you and your family might need. You can begin experiencing the benefits of immersing yourself in hot water, getting yourself in front of the unique hydrotherapy systems of a hot spring hot tub and start making every day better. You're going to be better physically, you're going to be better mentally, you're going to be better relationally every time you get out of the hot tub compared to when you got in the hot tub. And through this weekend, 0% for 60 months, there's no better time to start experiencing that.
I have a hot spring spa. The hot tub has been the greatest. I've said this before, and it's not hype. The greatest single purchase we've probably ever made as a family, ever. No question about it. Absolutely love it. It is great. It is every day made better. They are fantastic, so I tell anybody, if you have maybe some health ailments. I have a good friend who happens to be the coach of the UND hockey team. You know him as well. He has terrible back problems. He's a new owner of a hot spring spa, and it's making a big difference for him. And I hear that over and over and over again.
No doubt about it. People with back problems love the Moda Massage, which is a hydrotherapy system that is unique to hot spring. It's two columns of water that sweep up and down your back. Coach Barry is experiencing the benefits of that today. And in the last few weeks since he got his new hot spring hot tub. I have a bit of high blood pressure. I take one lisinopril each morning. But if I sit in the hot tub and I don't always take my blood pressure after I've, sat in the hot tub for a while. But on those occasions that I do, my blood pressure will be a bit lower than what normally runs. People with higher blood sugar counts are experiencing benefits. The Mayo Clinic. This is not me. This is the Mayo Clinic says that 85% of our illnesses these days are stress-related. What the heck, Hanno, do we do day-to-day to take stress out of our life?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
No.
Getting in the hot tub is one of them.
Stress is a killer. It is. And I tell you what, the hot tub does wonders. It really does. so many great things, and you can get into one pretty darn cheap with the sale, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, we've got hot tubs here starting at $29.99 all the way up up the ladder from there. Again, through this weekend, 0% for 60 months. We have several Olhausen pool tables up to 50% off. We've got a couple of Finlay saunas up to 50% off. So it's a great weekend to start making every day better, whether you're immersing yourself in hot water, experiencing the many benefits of a good therapeutic sweat through a Finlay sauna, or just enjoying a game of pool or shuffleboard on the best American-made product when it comes to pool tables and shuffleboards, and that's Olhausen.
Nothing better. All right, we'll chat with you later. Thanks
okay,
a bunch.
Sounds good.
Dan Hammer, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in Minot today next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway right behind Marketplace Foods. This sale, by the way, goes through Sunday, so you have lots of time to get here and just tell them Scott sent you. James and Beulah, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. I was going to talk to you guys about the protectors, as they're calling themselves. You know, back in the late 60s, there was a get-together in Zap, North Dakota. You've probably heard of it. They called it Zip to Zap. And it was kind of a spring break deal, and it got kind of out of hand. Windows got broke. People got a little feisty. The National Guard got called up, and they pushed them out. And it was basically a miniature riot that had happened, but it got handled by the National Guard and the local sheriff's department. So I guess my thoughts are, you know, at what point do we continue to let this grow and build instead of just push them out, be done?
Yeah, and how you push them out and how you go about it, because the challenge you have is these people want the confrontation, right? They were warned to avoid the situation that happened late in October. They didn't want to avoid it. They wanted the pictures so they can recruit more people and get more sympathy. And so that's the challenge you have. They've wanted the National Guard all along. They're spoiling for a fight. But I do agree with you, James. We've got to go back to the drawing board on this one. We absolutely do. John and Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick point I wanted to make about the political culture, the way that the media covers Donald Trump and how he is supposedly immoral and unethical and racist and whatever. And I just thought that before you can say that somebody did something wrong and before you assassinate their character, the burden of proof is on the accuser. It's the same thing as in a criminal case, where I've been doing a lot of reading about what these people, what people say about him. And I just think that that law in civil society, the legal right to be innocent until proven guilty, is to protect people from having their lives destroyed by frivolous accusations, I guess.
Yeah, and that machine loves to eat people up and chew them out. You're so right, John. You know what, though? That's what I like about Trump. Look what he did today on the New York Times garbage on the front page. He tweets out today, and then the media counters it. When has that happened before? Appreciate your call. Always welcome on What's on Your Mind.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
MyPillow today. Most important thing to your health is sleep, ladies and gentlemen. What a combo. Get yourself a MyPillow and then get yourself a hot spring spa, and you got yourself a great combo. More circulation from the spa, right? And less stress, and then better sleep. Oh, you can't go wrong. And I'm telling you, do you sleep better after getting out of a hot tub? That's kind of our thing. The last thing we do before we head to bed is in that hot tub for about 20 minutes every single night. The colder it is outside, the better it is, too. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. The four-pack special right now from MyPillow is only $99.98. So you get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. They extended the money-back guarantee into March, so you literally can try this thing out all the way through the holidays. Great gift-giving idea, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. I'm in Minot today. We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, kicking off their big clearance sale at their newest location on Broadway, right next to Ryan Chevrolet behind Marketplace Foods in Minot today on What's on Your Mind. Texter says, Scott, in this morning's paper, the Bismarck Tribune, there's an article by Karen Herzog. You should read it. I think she nailed it. It's called Don't Let Rage Become Chronic. All right. We'll do it that way then. This is the way I'll stay sane. I'm just going to ignore most of what the old media is doing. When you see an article you think actually is, wow, this is a good one, then you can tell me and then I'll read it. How about that? That'll help the stress level. So I'll read that one. Don't let rage become chronic. Good advice. Very, very, very good advice. And there are some people that, unfortunately, they don't know any other speed. It's professional protesters. And by the way, it started with Barack Obama. I mean, it started with him. It started with Saul Alinsky and the Rules for Radicals. But that's what guides these people on the left. I mean, the political career of the President of the United States, Barack Obama, started in the living room of a guy who was trying to kill people to make a point. Bill Ayers. He goes from community organizer, where they're trying to transform education, and by transform, it's not a good thing, to a politician in his living room. And these guys live by the Saul Alinsky Rules for Radical rules. Republicans just get up every day and say, well, let's figure things out. And, you know, some of them get a little too crony capitalist, and they have their faults as well. I'm not suggesting they're lily white, but they don't take cues from people who bomb and kill and, you know, some of this sick stuff and Rules for Radicals. Hillary Clinton, same thing. Watch Hillary's America. Great movie, great point on the history of the Democratic Party. So some of that is just always going to be there. They live to rage. And they're okay if it's chronic. And by the way, that's what we're seeing with these protests in the great state of North Dakota right now. Professional protests, Black Lives Matter, all these radical groups, they're all here, funded by George Soros, writing the big checks, raising millions online. It's all going on. Made for TV. And it works. Ivan in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just two quick points. If a water tank were given to a Standing Rock reservation, if it were built upstream above the pipe crossing, would that go to resolving this issue? And secondly, I've heard on news that Dakota Access Pipeline and associated companies, they've incurred $100 million in losses because of this protest. And I would, you know, they're just not going to let that slide. I would say that they're making their list of who they're going to send notices of intent to file a claim. And most likely the Standing Rock tribe is going to get one of those letters. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Ivan. I would answer your first question by saying the intake problem's already been taken care of. And it isn't the issue. This isn't about water. This is about Dave Archambault trying to glom on to the eco-terrorist agenda to be flown all over the world and speak for, you know, water is life, when really it's just about shutting down energy projects like this. This is just eco-terrorism. It isn't about protecting everybody's water. That's a sham, a fraud, a disgrace. And it ought to be in every article written about this, because it's a joke. They don't talk about the facts. And one of the facts is, when this pipeline is built, the intake for Standing Rock is different. Not to mention, I've heard, I don't know how many reports of how, you know, they run raw sewage into the very water they're now trying to protect. So, you know, that's propaganda that you've gotten there. On the losses, I don't know. I can imagine it's substantial, but I'll ask Congressman Kramer if he knows if that number is accurate or not. Ivan, appreciate the call. Jim in St. Anthony, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Scott. Hey, nice to talk to you again.
You as well.
You know, George Soros, we hear the name. But I got a plan. And I implore all the listeners to your program to help us with this. Let's find out who this guy is, where he lives, what his address is. It'd be nice to get his phone number. You know, where he hangs out, where he goes to eat, what does he drive? You know, who is this man? He's totally disrupted this country. He wants to destroy this country. You know, he's picked no bones about that. Let's find out who this man is, and let's bombard him with everything we can throw at him. Obviously not in a physical way, but every other way. Let's find out who George Soros is, and let's give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, this is what so disappoints me about our Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. He has been completely, hiding. Since the election, and I've forwarded on requests from people who say, hey, how do we follow the money here? How do we go about this? This is a criminal enterprise undertaking in North Dakota, and all we get from the Attorney General's office is it's not our jurisdiction. We don't have anything to do with it. Well, what?
Whose is it then?
We can do this ourselves. We really can. If we do this as a group and as your listeners, let's find out who this man is, and let's give him a taste of his own medicine. When I get to work up in the Boston today, I'm going to start doing this. And we get a Facebook page, we get some sort of social media that's available to everybody, and we just start bombarding this guy with everything we can throw at him legally, you know. And I just think, you know, powers and numbers, you know. So let's that's one way I think that we can push back hard. You know, I don't think he gets any pushback.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with the sentiment more, Jim. The idea that let's just take this on ourselves and solve this, and rather than hear this rumor or that rumor, actually get to the bottom of it. I think at some point you're going to need the long arm of the law, for lack of a better term, to be able to, have the kind of, you know, authority and power to subpoena records and get to the bottom of this and find out, okay, when these people cash checks, you know, where are they cashing checks from? When people are standing around with fistful of money, for bailouts. Where did that money come from? This is a criminal enterprise. It's like the mafia trying to shut down enterprise in North Dakota. You can't do that. So we ought to just take it on. And in my mind, that's the only way it doesn't happen again. South Dakota is where Mark is at. Mark, what town of South Dakota are you at?
Well, I just passed areas. I'm just driving right now, but I'm going to change your subject.
That's quite all right.
Property tax. And
yes, sir.
What I think they should do, they need to structure it. I think the people that are retired, the senior citizens, shouldn't have to pay property tax. I think that the longer you've owned your house, if you're not a senior citizen, the less property tax you should pay. That's what I think they should do with property tax.
So that would be less to do with the age of the occupant and more to do with the timeline of, okay, you only, you know, every year you pay less and less of a percentage. How do you make up the difference? Who pays?
They can get they take money from this. They borrow from Peter to pay Paul all the time. They should come up with a different structure with property taxes because the senior citizens aren't working anymore and the income is limited. So I think they should be exempt. They paid their property taxes, raised their kids. And I think they should be exempt. They don't have any kids in school anymore. And I think the longer you've owned your house, you shouldn't have to pay as much property tax. My dad is 86. He's the oldest working barber in, one of the oldest working barbers in North Dakota. He's 86. He's on his 60th year. He's barbering in Mandan at Deluxe Barber Shop. He's got to go to work, pay for these property tax. He shouldn't have to do that.
Boy, oh boy, that sounds like a place to get a haircut. He's in Mandan. What's the name of the barber shop?
Deluxe Barbershop. He charges $9 for a haircut.
How
late does he work?
He's there from like 8 or 8:30 in the morning till 5, 6 o'clock at night, Tuesday through Saturday. He's on his 60th year. He's been barbering for the same barbershop since 1956.
All right. Well, I'm going there, and we'll start solving this property tax problem. You know, our new governor has something called a Main Street Initiative. That's raised a few eyebrows. What he's basically saying is, let's get to the root cause of why property taxes are too high, and that's spending. And it is spending at the local level. And, you know, elected leaders at the local level hate to hear that. They just want solutions on how there can be more, you know, ways to keep spending. I think it's a great thing, a great conversation to have. I'm looking forward to it. You know, your idea, that's the beauty of this. We can all throw some ideas in the hat and see what comes out. But
it's a suggestion.
Yeah, exactly. Good one,
Mark. I'm not saying that they'd have to do it that way, but they need to structure it somehow. But I'm going to keep driving before I lose cell service.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. And
I was driving down South Guelph and Bismarck yesterday afternoon, and they had the protesters out there. My God. Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you roll on. Thanks. Have a good day.
My response was similar there, Mark. Thank you. I'm going to the Lux Barbershop. I don't know what you've done. Chad and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, sir.
Hey, I listened to all sorts of news programs, mainly yours. But yesterday afternoon, I was listening to the BBC World News, and they had a lady interviewing the former finance minister of Greece, because Obama's in Athens right now.
Yeah.
He's not being welcomed very kindly, which is kind of awesome. But they were interviewing this guy, and they asked him if he'd ever met with Obama. And he said that in 2013, he actually met with Obama in the White House. And he said after that, or during that conversation, the way President Obama talked to him was so unpresidential. It just the way he talked, he said he didn't talk like a president. He was... You know, and with everything, you know, how everybody's getting on Trump about how he's not presidential, you know, it's just kind of funny how a foreign finance minister in another country meets with our president and walks away thinking this guy.
That's interesting. I heard the president in his speech in Greece say that we need to guard against crude nationalism. So he's trashing us Americans back here. I don't even know what crude nationalism means, but I thought that a bit odd, too, speaking of Greece. Thanks, Chad.
You're getting to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Let's go back to the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 hotline. Carson Wentz of NDSU fame and the Philadelphia Eagles is on the phone. Hey, Carson, tell folks how much you love Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Thanks, Carson. And guess what? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is having a big year-end clearance event at their Minot location through Sunday. It is big, and you don't want to miss it. Zero interest, five-year financing on the Hot Spring hot tub with the Ace salt water system. Select Hot Spring hot tubs, half price. New hot tubs starting at $29.99. Select Finley, Osanas, and Olhausen pool tables, 50% off. Just like the one Carson has with the Bison logo on it. Shuffleboard, foosball, bubble hockey. Big savings on everything in the store. And you can register for an autographed Carson Wentz jersey.
This is Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Every day made better.
They sure do. And don't miss the big sale through Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live, too. Look for the dock at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway in Minot. Next to Spitfire West Fargo. In front of Sam's Club Bismarck. And in front of Kmart and Grand Forks. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Jeff from Bismarck. Hey, you. Speaking of Doug Burgum, you had mentioned earlier that he had said in his campaign that he was going to revive Main Street, North Dakota. Is that was he talking small town Main Street? And how would he go about doing that? How could he bring these small towns, these stores that are boarded up, back to life? And is that possible? I'll drop the mic and hang up. Thanks.
Thanks for the call,
drop
Jeff.
The mic.
We have a new name now for the hotline. It's the Drop the Mic hotline, and Jeff picked up on it. I love it. 855-200-1776 if you want to leave a message. I would just tell you, first of all, let's say that that call, and we'll play that next time we have Doug Burgum on. I believe we have something scheduled later in the month, if not next. I can't remember exactly the date, but I think it's later this month. But anyway, and we'll have him explain it more fully. He's talked about it before on the air. I believe he's not so much talking about, you know, downtowns that are boarded up as to say, overall, if the idea from Main Street is to use the land you have, the property you have, well, rather than the example he uses a lot in Fargo was Fargo Davies, which literally was a new high school that was built way out in the boondocks. Okay, I mean, there was nothing up to, like, I think 52nd was probably the last bit of, you know, there was a school there 20 blocks to the south of that. They laid leapfrog and try and, you know, then you got to build streets out there and everything else. So I think it's more the idea of just sort of scrutinizing how you spend money at the Main Street level. Ultimately, the goal I know is this. This is what I can speak on authority about. It's about spending less so you can bring down property taxes. That's what it's really about. Texter says, maybe Congressman Kramer should take that promotion if we can get a more conservative congressman to take his place. I can't think of any on the radar. I think Kevin is about as conservative as you're going to get. They should give Secretary of Energy to Harold Hamm and let Kevin Kramer take care of North Dakota from right here in his own state, says another. All right. Welcome others on your take on that. Congressman Kramer will be here next hour as well. Back to the phones in just a moment, but let's chat with Dan Hammer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in Minot today to kick off their big sale that goes through Sunday. Got some great deals going here, Dan.
No doubt about it, Scott. How about through Sunday, 0% for 60 months? A great way to get into a hot spring hot tub and begin experiencing the many physical, relational benefits of immersing ourselves in hot water. So 0% for 60 months on hot spring spas through the weekend.
So I come in, I buy a hot tub, I pay no interest on that. I got 5 years to pay it off.
That's right.
Without paying a penny of interest.
That's right.
Yeah.
A number of my customers will put some down. You know,
yeah.
Some will put a little bit down. That even lowers that monthly payment to even a further degree.
Yeah.
But 0% for 60 months.
Nice.
You can get yourself into a hot spring hot tub through the weekend. Hot spring hot tubs starting at $29.99. We carry Olhausen pool tables, great American product. In fact, we have a special limited edition series.
I saw that.
Olhausen pool table today. It's a beauty, Scott.
Yeah, so engraved right in the beautiful wood of an Olhausen pool table is this Dakota series insignia.
It's a hunting scene.
Yeah.
Crafted right into the grain of the wood. It's a scene that many of us play out on a weekly basis during pheasant season in North Dakota. It's a hunter with a shotgun drawn, his dog working, some cattails, and a couple roosters that are being flushed.
It's nice.
It's a limited edition series. There's only a limited number of these, and we can get you into one of those this weekend, too, in our year-end clearance for a much better value.
And some of these are up to half off, the pool tables.
Right on.
So I'm looking at pool, and this, I mean, folks, what I really encourage anybody within the sound of my voice here that is able to get to Minot between now and Sunday, you're going to see a dozen or more hot tubs. You're going to see about a dozen pool tables. You're going to see game tables. We're working from a ping pong table today, and there's the saunas behind me. What is that back there, the mood room?
That is the mood room.
Yes.
We have three hot tubs, fully operational, and an endless pool.
Try before you buy it.
And you can come in for a test soak.
I love it.
It's like kicking the tires, you know. A lot of people like to take car out for a drive. You can kick the tires of a hot spring hot tub and hop in the hot tub, Scott.
Exactly.
Do a test soak.
Somebody's calling to buy one right now.
Thanks.
Dan Hammer, ladies and gentlemen, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Let's go to Paul. Where are you calling from, Paul?
Hello?
Hi, Paul. I have Lair here, but I don't know where Lair is. Are you calling from Lair?
Yeah, east of Wishick.
East of Wishick. All right. Take it away. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm wondering why we've let the protest BS go on this far, and why hasn't the National Guard already stepped in before these people got to Mandan? And if they come across the river, our side of the river, what are we going to do about it? Pretty soon they're going to be all around the state, and I wonder. I feel like the state needs to form a militia and clear these people out of here for good. Whatever means it takes, it might be harsh, it might be hard to stomach, but something needs to be done because we're on the brink of a disaster, I'm afraid.
Paul, appreciate that call. Dennis Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yesterday, somebody had called in and suggested that the locals should not sell gas to these rioters and insiders. But that's not a logical thing to do. But what I would like, I'll give you a challenge, Scott. Find out who is supplying gas to Cannonball, to Archambault Station, and we can all boycott that jobber. Who's the jobber that's supplying fuel to Archambault?
Your point
being, that's where they're buying all their gas.
Right. Yeah, and you're, first of all, he is running a legal operation down there, so that would just sort of be a protest thing. I do think anybody supplying these illegal encampments ought to be called to task. We've done that with Lowe's before. Appreciate the call, Dennis. Jerry and Moorhead, you're next to go with Congressman Kramer. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskusfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.